It is the first day of 2019, which means new laws are going into effect. In Connecticut and Hawaii, employers can no longer ask job applicants about pay history, so they can't lowball workers. In California, pets are now part of the family. A judge can award custody in a divorce. What else is going on in the Golden State? Well, Ben Adler is Capital Bureau Chief for Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Ben, Happy New Year.
And same to you, Robin.
Yep. And in California, you're starting it off with these laws. But remind us why we should care in other states if California has new laws today.
Well, the saying goes, as goes California, so goes the rest of the nation. And I think I would amend that slightly here to say, as goes California, so go blue states, states with Democrats in control, because California has a full-time legislature, more than 2,000 people on the legislative staff, and hordes of interest groups that help craft legislation. And so what comes out of the state house here often serves as a template for states wishing to pursue similar issues and similar laws elsewhere.
Well, it's amazing how many there are. They range from requiring body camera footage from police be released within 45 days of a police shooting to a requirement that all dogs, cats, and rabbits sold in California pet stores have to come from animal shelters or rescue groups to, if you want a straw in a restaurant, you have to ask for it. It can't just be given out because of the huge concern about how much pollution straws cause. So there's just so much. Let's get started. And let's start with public safety. You know, we see police shootings and outcry from the public. Talk about these new laws about police transparency.
And these are laws that have failed to pass the legislature in previous years but got fresh momentum from the shooting that listeners may recall of Stephon Clark here in Sacramento last spring. But two measures in particular to highlight: one that allows public access to police records and use of force cases as well as investigations that confirmed on-the-job dishonesty or sexual misconduct. And I think that goes back for several years of records. And you've got journalists and activists throughout the state poised over their keyboard to hit send on those public records requests today or maybe tomorrow when business is open. And then also a measure requiring that body camera footage be released within 45 days of a police shooting or when an officer's use of force causes death or great bodily harm. So you've got records and body camera footage, written records and video footage that are going to be a lot more accessible to the public. And law enforcement agencies are going to have to adapt.
Okay, well, there's that. California also has new laws, and a lot of these laws are off the news, as you've said. They have new laws as a result of the Me Too movement. Talk about these new laws.
Sure. And the Me Too movement had a big effect at the California state capitol as several lawmakers have been forced out of office due to allegations. And the legislature itself actually had to come up with a whole new system to handle investigations of lawmakers. But these laws that are taking effect apply much more broadly, although also to the legislature. So, for example, non-disclosure agreements, that's where you sign away your right to talk about the fact that you even had a settlement in the first place. Well, they're going to be banned in sexual harassment, assault, and discrimination cases signed on or after today. Mm-hmm. Then you've got an issue of non-disparagement agreements. Those are basically where you sign away your right to complain about your company. And so I guess there's been this practice of making it standard for new employees or employees getting raises to sign non-disparagement agreements and even waive their rights to file legal claims. And that's going to be prohibited as a general practice. But you could still sign away those two particular rights in exchange for a severance package if you leave a company.
Right. But that, I mean, there's an illustration of how, you know, other states are watching this because tons of companies have these, you know, non-disparagement and non-disclosure agreements.
And it's going to be interesting to see whether this just stays in California or whether, again, these bills, this language get adopted by other states. And once it gets to the point where many other states are subject to these laws, then you might see nationwide companies making the change just to standardize their procedures. And so that, again, is a key example of how California, with its market share being such a big state, can cause large companies to change their practices just by passing its own laws.
Right. Staying with the Me Too movement and gender, you have a new law there allowing Californians to identify themselves as non-binary, meaning they're not this or that.
So this is actually a law that took effect at the start of last year. But there's a key piece of it phasing in right now, and that is that the DMV, its driver's license application form will require applicants to choose either male, female, or non-binary. And there are other state documents that are working on this as well that previously have taken effect or will take effect in the future. But this is key because it's going to be self-selected. So that means any Californian on their driver's license can choose what their gender is. So it's one of the many laws that California has pushed to expand LGBT rights, and it's one that is going to be noticeable by Californians no matter what their gender.
Okay, there's that. Senate Bill 1192 limits restaurants from serving sugary drinks to kids as like the default. This is so great. You know, you can ask for a soda for a little kid, but restaurants have to make water or milk the default.
Yeah, it's a response to the question of, well, do we want our kids to have the default option of being, a sugary drink, or do we want to make the default milk or water? This gets to the question of what is the right role of government, and there are plenty of critics in California who will decry a law like this as, nanny state government.
Yeah.
And the response from Democrats running the state is, look, we want to encourage kids to make healthy choices.
Okay, and staying with food, cities and counties can now permit the sale of meals made in home kitchens. Look, I'm all for, people, being able to sell their cookies at a bake sale, whatever. But this sounds like it's more commercial. Aren't there concerns about inspections and health considerations?
I think so. It's also a growing industry, right, where individuals can choose to – I mean, it's what? The Lyft or Uber of preparing food for people. You take this concept and then you boil it down to the one-on-one transaction level, but you have a centralized company that is kind of serving as the marketplace. Lyft, Uber, Airbnb are examples in other industries. And I think this is something that now local governments are going to need to figure out the best way to go about is how do you permit and how do you regulate this to ensure that everything is safe.
Yeah.
And then you'd mentioned the drinks for Happy Meals, but there's also the straws bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of what you'd have to request at full service restaurants, you're going to need to request a single-use plastic straw. Otherwise, you'll just get a cup, and you can sip from it.
Well, and as you request that single-use, one-time-only plastic straw, the entire rest of the restaurant will shame you because we know how harmful they've been.
The spotlight will come down from above.
Right.
And it'll just be focused on you.
Listen, I want to talk about some of the serious things having to do with gun control, DUI deterrence, juvenile justice. There's a law prohibiting 14 and 15-year-old defendants from being prosecuted as adults. Gun control. I didn't realize that. I think this has to do with the laws allowing people to call a flag on someone they fear might use a gun.
Gun violence restraining orders have gotten a lot of attention.
Right.
And not just in blue states, my understanding is, too. I think there may have been a debate in Florida.
But there's a new law that would eliminate the fees for requesting these restraining orders. I didn't realize people had to pay to say that they were afraid that a relative was, considering suicide and could you please take the gun?
Well, I think it's just anytime there's a court procedure, courts have to support themselves. And if you're creating a new process and there are new cases coming under a judge's purview, then, there's going to be a cost associated with it. And I think this is a case of the state stepping in and saying, well, in this case, courts are going to have to find the money for it some other way. We want to make sure that this does not cost someone money when they're filing a gun violence restraining order request.
Because we're already hearing from the police that they're more likely to file these restraining orders. Families are still, kind of frightened to do it. So this maybe eases that a little bit. Also, it allows police to confiscate ammunition as well as guns. DUI deterrence. There's a pilot program, I guess, in California that mandates those ignition interlock devices for people who are repeat offenders. It's going to be spread through the state.
Yeah, so this is a case where, if you're an ignition interlock device is when you get into your car, you need to blow into it and establish that you have not been drinking in order for your car to start. Then periodically while you're driving, it can come on randomly and have you blow again. So this has been something that several counties have started using, and now it's going to be expanding statewide for severe or repeat drunk driving convictions. So it's just another effort of DUI deterrence that California is taking on.
And Ben, one last question. So new laws, lots of change, new year. new leadership, Jerry Brown being replaced by Gavin Newsom as governor there in California. Just some thoughts. That's a real changing of the guard. Jerry Brown, the son of a governor, stepping down.
And someone who is both California's youngest, oldest, and longest serving governor, two terms in the 70s and 80s, two more starting in 2011. He came into the governor's office in 2011 with California facing a $27 billion budget deficit. The surplus he will hand over to Gavin Newsom is projected to be nearly that big. Brown also benefited from the economy soaring, and it remains to be seen whether Newsom will have that as well. But we do expect Newsom to govern somewhat more to the left of Jerry Brown, and he will have a much more Democratic legislature, if that's possible, because Democrats already had large majorities. But the big gains California Democrats made at the congressional level trickled down to state legislative races. And so we talk about the laws that we just rattled through. Mm-hmm. I think it's safe to say there will be a whole new set of these laws a year from now that might be well worth additional conversation.
Ben Adler, Capitol Bureau Chief for Capitol Public Radio in Sacramento as a New Day Dawns. Ben, thank you.
You're welcome.